degree. See, a lot of people don't know those verses. Drops of grief can never repay the debt of the love I owe. My shame. So dear Lord, I give myself to thee. It's all that I can do. Then they would say, at the cross, where? Generations have got to know these songs. The children have got to hear the same songs that I heard. You got to hear the old people sing, down at the cross, where my Savior died. Down where the cleansing from sin, I cried. There to my heart was the blood of Christ. Has been singing. Wondrously saved from my sins. Jesus so sweetly abides. There at the cross where he took me has me singing. Fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad that I entered in. It was there that Jesus saved me and keeps me clean. Has me singing.
That can talk about the blood traveled all over the world with a group called the Mighty Clouds. I see y'all know them. I'm joking. And so here to help me talk about the blood is none other, the one and only, the incredibly anointed Jehovah God. Come on and welcome him in this place.
Yeah, I feel pretty good, y'all. When I heard Pastor Smokey talking about the blood, glad to be here with you tonight, Pastor. But I'm not gonna worry y'all too long. But let me just say this, I knew it was blood. I knew it was blood.
Love. 10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on the FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. But the Spirit of God is moving, and we don't want to interrupt what God is doing. So this is a perfect opportunity for you who've never received Jesus Christ. You've never been washed in his blood. Or if you have, you've strayed from where you should be in him. This is your time to come just as you are.
Come as you are and bring every burden.
In the background, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and Come as You Are. I know you may have listened to the program in the past, and we've given opportunities like this for you to come and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, and you thought about it, you mulled it over, and by the time the altar call was completed, you were still on the outside looking in. That's your choice. God given to everybody the freedom of choice. He takes no prisoners. He holds no one captive after they've come. You come by faith. You live by faith. You will one day arrive in heaven by that same faith. And God's given to every person a measure of faith. And they're all kinds of witnesses and testimonies outside of the Christian church that testify to the reality of God and his salvation. We find it in nature, we find it in science, we find it all over. But if you ignore those things, well, then you can ignore the reality of God. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the earth shows forth his handiwork. But I believe there are those of you out there who realize on this Resurrection Sunday, this could be your last opportunity, and you don't want to let it pass you by. And so I'm going to lead you in prayer. And if you repeat these words after me to God, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his salvation, his resurrection life in your life this very day. Don't ask me how it works. There's so many things in the world that we use and we don't know how they work. When something in my computer goes awry, I call my grandson. He's a techie in the family. But when it comes to salvation, there's only one person to call upon. That's Jesus Christ, the Lord. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I come this Resurrection Sunday to receive your great gift of love. I've heard about it. Others have testified about it. Nature and science tell me that there is a God, a first source who made everything. And the Bible declares that the Creator of all things became one with his creation to redeem us back to himself. And so I'm coming this morning, this Resurrection Sunday, recognizing my need to yield myself to the Lord and ask him for his forgiveness, his cleansing power, and the Spirit of the living God to guide and direct me from earth to eternity one day. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it. I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who have given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. Our phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. 9636. And by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, when we receive your information, we'll send that material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You need to know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And this material will help you to know what to do. You don't have to worry. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. Although you need to let the Lord lead and guide you as to what church you should belong to. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the groups and mailing lists. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So we invite you to come, receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and allow Him to do His continual blessed work in and through your life. You'll be amazed at all the things that God has for you to do, which you could never do before, because you've never yielded yourself to Him and to His control. But once you've done that, then the burden is lifted, and God is able to work His mighty works in and through your life. If anyone told me before I became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ that I would be a minister, I'd say, you're crazy. Not I. But anyway, once you put yourself in the hands of God, who knows what He has for you to do? You may not be a minister, but you can minister in some way to somebody through what God has given to you. And the world is looking for individuals who know the Lord and can implant His truth in their lives. The number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, if you're not near a phone, you can still write to us for that material. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. In the background, Donnie Hopper, Sherry McGee, and the New Jersey Mass Choir. And the song's entitled, Try Jesus.
Thank you.
Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. 62 degrees outside our studio right now. Today, intervals of clouds and sunshine. Breezy with summer-like warmth. Cooler on the south shore. A high today, 82 to 87 degrees. A stray shower or thunderstorm in the early evening is possible with a low 55 to 60 degrees. On Monday, Marathon Monday, Patriots Day. Breezy and cooler, but still pleasant with sunshine and patchy clouds as high pressure builds in from the north. A high on Monday, 68 to 73 degrees, mostly clear at night and cooler with a low 40 to 45 degrees. And on Tuesday, turning even cooler with sunshine mixed with some clouds, a storm system approaching from the west will lead to increasing clouds at night, with a high on Tuesday, 45 to 50 degrees, a low Tuesday night, 37 to 42 degrees. And on Wednesday, more clouds than sun with a few showers, mainly in the afternoon, remaining considerably cloudy and damp at night with periods of rain. A high on Wednesday, 50 to 55 degrees. A low Wednesday night, 44 to 49 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. 7:26 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're running way behind schedule. Want to let you know we're entering into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer request and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Bishop Joseph Garlington Jr. here on Sounds of Praise. And pass me not. Thank you.
fasten your seatbelt. You gotta say.
It's 7:36 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praying for my good friend Elle of Cambridge, asking for God's peace and anointing on her life as she continues to serve Him in spirit and in truth. Elle, looking for God's peace and anointing on her life as she continues to serve Him in spirit and in truth. I'm going to pray for my book. I've been talking about my book off and on, you know, for quite a while now. And we're praying that God's going to break through and open doors, and we'll be able to self-publish the book, The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation, hopefully this year. Tomorrow is Marathon Monday, Patriots Day and Marathon Monday. We're asking for God's protection over all the runners, everyone who's going to be viewing. They said over 1 million people will probably be, you know, during the 26 miles, they'll be on the sidelines of the course. And we're praying God's blessing and protection will be upon all those who are participating in tomorrow's marathon. And then there is Michelle of Medford who called in today, and she had her medical procedure and it went very well, but she has to go back, and she's praying that when she goes back she will get a good report and that there will be no more problems and God will have totally healed her. Michelle of Medford has had her procedure and is looking for a complete healing from the hand of God. Now we're praying for Elle. Elle's asking for God's touch on her body. Elle asking God's touch on her body. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this Resurrection Sunday because of your resurrection of your Son. We know that we have access to your throne. And not only that, we have access to all of the benefits and blessings, the healing, the deliverance, the provision that you alone can give. And because of that, Lord, we're coming with gratefulness in our hearts. We're coming with anticipation of all the things we're going to receive from your hand, because you are the God who's able to provide more than we can ask or think or desire. So we bring Elle of Cambridge before you, Lord, asking you that you would provide your peace and your anointing upon her life as she continues to serve you in spirit and in truth. We pray you would open doors and make ways for her. May she realize, oh Lord, that you are God and beside you there is none other. And that by your Spirit resting and abiding within her, she has all the ability and all the strength and all the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that she needs to be victorious in every situation that she may encounter. So we thank you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in and through her life and for the fantastic testimony she's going to be able to give to others that will point them to the truth of your salvation so that many might be won into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony. And we thank you for her. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for my first book, The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation, Lord, we believe that you're working in our behalf. We thank you, Lord, for the wisdom and the knowledge that you've given to us for this. And as we proceed now beyond the writing part of it into the publication part, we pray you would open doors and make ways. You provide others that can help and direct and guide. And so this might be a book that will bring glory, honor, and praise to your name and salvation and spiritual growth into the lives of many of your people. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. And we praise you for all that's going to be done that will bring glory, honor, and praise to your name is our prayer in Jesus' name. And for his praise and for his glory, amen. And for tomorrow on Marathon Monday and Patriots Day, Lord, the millions of people and the thousands of runners who are going to be out there, Lord, we're asking for your protection upon them, your provision for them, guide and direct everyone who's going to be there, all of those who are doing the protection, the security of the area, the 26 miles. We pray, oh Lord, you will be with them. We know there's so many disasters and so many different things going on in the world. Except for your protection, except for your provision, we really have no safety. So we thank you in advance for all you're going to do, for all those who are going to be involved. Pray that you would guide and direct them, and may they recognize that the blessing and the protection that they receive has come from your hand, and may many yield themselves to you and to your control because of your goodness and your mercy and your love. And we thank you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And then there's Michelle of Medford, Lord. We bring you before her, Lord. She has her procedure. And we pray, oh Lord, that it'll be a total success so that when she goes back, they'll be able to claim total healing in her life, in her body, because of what you've accomplished. We know, Lord, she's still battling with smoking. We pray, oh God, you would continue to work in her behalf, give her total deliverance. As you touched her in so many areas already, We pray that you will provide exactly what is needed when she needs it, so she might recognize that it's come from your hand, and she might have a tremendous testimony to others of the wondrous things she's received from you, so they too might come to call you blessed and receive Jesus Christ as their Savior through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Then we have another L who's asking for God's touch on her body. Father, we pray you would touch your servant from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, praying, O Lord, that you would minister powerfully in her behalf what medicine and science and doctors can accomplish. We're looking to you to accomplish in and through her life. Lord, may she realize, O God, that you are her provider, you are her healer, you are her deliverer. And all that she needs, she can find in you, because you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. It's 7:43 here on WMFO in Medford, the Sounds of Praise Ministry, Resurrection Sunday, April 16th, 2017. And want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when we're not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or if you wish, you can mail it in to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Donnelly, V-B, at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive it, I'll begin praying for you or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sound of Praise ministry, so many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests and your praise report before God's throne. 7:44 here on WMFO, and Medford time is running out here. Let's go to the Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Okay, we have to do it without the background music. Okay, the Michael Dotton Ministries presents the 11th annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference this coming Saturday. Saturday, April 29th. That's a week from this coming Saturday, at the from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. This will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship pastors, liturgical dancers, songwriters, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Over 20 workshops will be offered. Come and experience this life-changing conference. Registration cost is $70 per person, and the deadline is April 24th. For details and registration, go to michaeldotton.com. That's Michael Dotton, www.michaeldotton.com. Or you can call 617-876-9703. That's 617-876-9703. Equipping the church for authentic worship. Michael Dotton Ministries 11th annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference on Saturday, April 29th, 2017, 9 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. Registration cost is $70 per person, and the deadline, April the 24th. North Shore Christian School and their Beverly campus. Don't miss the opportunity to grab some deals and steals from over 200 items and experiences. Also up for bid will be one-of-a-kind items created by the students. The online auction is open to all through the Bidding for Good platform. Beverly classroom items will be auctioned off at a silent auction during the week of May the 1st. Lynn classroom items will be auctioned off at a live auction on Friday, May the 5th, during the Celebration of Learning. And for more information, you can contact them at nschristian.org. That's development at nschristian.org. Or you can write to North Shore Christian School, 26 Urban Street in Lynn, Massachusetts, 01904. By the grace and mercy of God, the ministry of the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, which is the parent organization of Sounds of Praise, will be expanding with additional ministries in 2017. One of the new ministries will be the publication of my first book entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. Included in that book will be information about the Living Word Correspondence Course Institute. Also in 2017, for those of you in the greater Boston area, we're planning to launch the Living Word Institute Extension Course Series. When these three new ministries become operational, we believe that our God has some other exciting ministries to follow in 2017 as well. So stay tuned to Sounds of Praise for additional information regarding the plans that God has for us, that our might that we might glorify His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and allow His great gospel to bring the gift of salvation and spiritual growth and all its inherent blessings into multitudes of lives in the days which are ahead. We solicit your prayers in our behalf. And if you have an event taking place that you think our audience would be interested in, you need to send it to me via mail, your letterhead or your flyer, to Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156, at least 4 weeks in advance of your event. 7:49 here on Sounds of Praise. This has been a Resurrection Sunday program. Part one of a two-part program. As I said earlier in the program, we pulled out so much music that I said, I can't put this music away without playing it. So we're going to bring you part two next Sunday. And today's program, and next Sunday's as well, was entitled Thank You for the Cross. And here are the songs that led into today's program and next Sunday's as well. Pastor Marvin Sapp with The Old Rugged Cross and Thank You for the Cross here on Sounds of Praise.
On a hill far away stood the old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Over 2,000 years ago, you did something that was so marvelous that it's mind-blowing to us, how you decided to shed your blood so that we can walk in the newness of life and have the opportunity to lift our hands and say, Abba, Father.
Oh, that old
despised by the world has a wondrous attraction for me. His glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross to my trophy. At last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old cross till my trophies at last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I shall wear a crown and exchange it someday for a crown. One of these old days. Someday for a crown. Gave your life so freely. Every debt you paid, Jesus made a way.
Jesus made a way.
You ransomed me. Shed your blood so innocently. A perfect sacrifice. Now we'll reconcile through Christ. So I
thank you for the blood.
Yes, I do.
Thank you for the blood you shed.
I gotta tell you.
Thank you for the crown.
I'm grateful for the
crown.
You didn't have to do it, but you did.
You didn't have to do it, but you did.
I'm mighty grateful.
You didn't have to die so that I could live.
Place right there to lift up your hands and worship and magnify the God of your salvation. You cared for me before I even came to be, knowing that I would need your grace. Jesus, you made a way. Time.
love paid the sacrifice for me. It was worth it all. It was worth it all. Sing it, please.
Love came. Love died.
Good God,
love paid the sacrifice for me.
He told me it was worth it all.
It was worth it all.
That's what he showed me over 2,000 years ago.
It was worth it all.
Love came.
Love came.
Love died.
Love died.
That's what he did.
Love
paid the sacrifice.
It's 7:57 and Jenna is here. We're getting ready for
Toasty Love.
Toasty Love. I'll remember that eventually. And so it's time for me to pack the bag and move out. I'll be back next Sunday. We're going to bring you part two of our Resurrection Sunday program next Sunday, Lord willing, on the 23rd and on the, I guess it's the 1st. No, the 30th, I guess. We have one more Sunday in April. We'll be bringing you new music, top hits of the year 2017 here on Sounds of Praise. So it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic Resurrection Sunday. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.